during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
God almighty, did you see what he did? We snuck the fullback over. Haynes has come running all the way across to the bench. We just stepped on their face with a hobnail boot and broke their nose.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Welcome, everyone, to the Gemini Ransom Effect. I am Jim DeBose, sports doctor. Glad to be back with you this week. We hope that everyone had a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Did you guys have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year?
I had a phenomenal Christmas.
That's great.
Very good Christmas.
Very good Christmas. Mm-hmm. Good. All right, well, enough with the mushy stuff, and on with the show. So with me, as always, is the man that almost lost his eye of the tiger over the weekend. Old David Left Eye Jackson.
Oh, David Left Eye. Yes, we had some issues with the right eye.
There it is.
We had some issues with the right eye.
Just for you, buddy. There it is.
That's awesome.
Looks like he took one. Took a straight jab to the left eye.
From his 10-year-old daughter.
From his 10-year-old daughter.
And listen,
who runs she's beating his ass. House.
She is mean as hell.
She gets it from her mama.
She does.
I can't see nothing. Got to open my eye. Cut me, Mick. Come on, cut me.
Cut me, Mick.
If you want to see Action Jackson's eye, you can go onto the Gemini Ransom Facebook page and look at one of our recent posts.
Yeah. That's
great. But wait for it. Wait for it.
I had a tiger.
Yes. My man. I honestly thought Saturday we were going to have to do a procedure there, right?
Listen,
there.
Listen, I was wondering why nobody was even wanting to sit around me on Saturday.
I think it was mostly because of the dabbing napkin you had.
Listen, man.
He had a 10-foot radius of clearance all the way around him.
At one point, all I remember was passing out, and nobody cared. I literally passed out. Nobody cared. I had goo coming out of my right eye, and both of y'all, when I woke up.
Wait a minute. You had what? What coming from where?
I had some goo coming out of my eye. And then,
what have you been doing?
And then when I look up, both of y'all. I look down and there's Devin looking at me. He's going, yep. He's kind of giving me the, hey, what's up, man? What's going on down there?
What's with you?
Well, I'm literally dying. I did, thank you for caring.
I did tell you that I'm
that
sorry.
That was affectionately known as the stink eye.
Stink eye, that's it. I did say that I'm sorry you're going through this.
You did.
And asked you if you needed another dabbing napkin.
You did. You were very nice, man.
He was a lot better than me. I went and said, hey, can I get a picture of that?
Yes. He said, can you turn this way? Next thing you know, he's typing, he's laughing. I'm like, what are you doing? And next thing you know, it's on Facebook. There it is, national Facebook news.
No, Scott did not want to do any butterfly kisses, that's for sure.
I'll tell you what. He kept asking. I kept telling him, stop.
Scott was not asking. He was trying to keep from losing his lunch.
I woke up that morning. I walked in. We were all at the condo. We have 12 of us down there. And I walked in. Misty was in the kitchen. Walked over to her. And she looked at me and said, hey, Misty, I think we might have a problem. She went, oh, crap. What happened to your eye?
What's wrong with your face? So anyway.
Misty was in your condo?
That's personal. David Left Eye Jack. He's the chief operations
Does
officer
know about
Guess
this?
Gear North America, guessgear.com.
Go get your gears.
Get your gears. And, of course, there is the man that is not afraid to arm his daughters with assault rifles.
Not at all.
Devin Ransom. He's the owner of Ransom & Associates Nationwide Agency in Winder and in Lawrenceville.
She's
we are
a pretty good shot, man.
G-R-D-R-E. Wow. It's been too long. We had a...
GRE with triple D.
There it is. GRE with triple D. Devin.
You should treat some. David. You should treat some.
And DeVos. Welcome to the show. Today, we're going to talk about some
struggling
Muslim prank gone wrong.
Muslim prank gone
wrong. Gone wrong.
Stupid.
Tell you what. And also, in a non-related story, the arrest of Texas state officials and find out why.
Totally legit.
And who's going to be dropping out of the GOP race during... We're going to find all that out during national Facebook
news.
Nice. Hopefully it's the low-hanging fruit, guys. Just saying.
Nah, let's just let that
Listen,
lie.
We're gonna,
let that
let's
lie.
Move
keep
on from
keep
that.
Moving
okay.
forward. Yeah.
We're not going to entertain that at all. It's too easy. And Devin's going to tell us about potentially 7 used cars not to buy if you're in the market for a used car. And a new Alzheimer's treatment that has shown some promise. And the liberals are after Trump again.
They're always after Trump.
Always after Trump. And trying to erase his name from something. We got to find out what that is. So stay tuned for that. He's also going to bring us some sort of App King segment, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
That'll be cool.
And in sports, we're going to talk about Wednesday's MLB Hall of Fame inductions, who made it, who didn't. We'll talk about some history between Ben Roethlisberger and A.J. McCarron.
Wow.
Before their wild card game tonight. We'll also talk about the viewership ratings from the New Year's Day bowl games and how each conference did in the bowl games. So we'll talk about that as well.
I heard the ratings were amazing.
Fantastic. So stay tuned for a show filled with informed opinions, insensitivity, and David's conjunctivitis.
Hey, it looks better now than it has.
It does.
It looks
that
almost
preparation
normal.
H that they suggested that you've been dabbing on your eyes helped a lot, huh?
It has. And I suggest to anyone that has this problem, go get your preparation H. Try it. Trust me, it works.
The Vicks Vapor Rub eye drops worked great.
Make sure you use the little dabbing tool that's included with it, right?
Yes, you need to have a Q-tip.
That's right.
It's just a napkin.
Just a napkin. You have to have a pocket of napkins.
It's all in the kit, guys. Go get it. And at the end of the show, Professor D will label which one of us will be the DB of the week. So, David, disclaim us so we can get on with the show.
I'm just going to say, if I am the DB of the week this week, I probably will cry.
Don't cry,
it's
man.
It's been You're rough.
Only one eye will be like
Only
that.
One eye. Oh, I will cry out of one eye.
Only the left eye cries.
So
just don't burn down Andre Rison's.
That's why he's got the tattoo of the tear right there.
That's right. I'm just going to get it put on. That is great. All right. None of the views and opinions expressed on the Gemini Ransom Effect are those views and opinions of 107.1 FM or Professor D, nor are they any views and opinions of our wives who just quit listening to our show altogether.
Did you write that down this week?
I know. But it was pretty good, didn't it? Flowed.
Yeah.
It flowed. Yeah. See, I want to talk about that real quick. Why do our wives not listen to the show anymore?
Well,
let's talk about what is going on.
I think they kind of get enough of us during the regular week.
You think that's it?
Yeah, so they don't have to listen to us on Saturday on the radio at the same time that we're talking to them.
I just think that they're just not funny.
I think they're...
That's what they said.
They don't get our humor.
They just think you're not funny.
They just don't get...
And when you smart off, they punch you in the eye.
They
right?
do.
They do. Let me tell you.
That was his 10-year-old daughter that beat his
My
ass.
Wife Come is on. 4'11", but she's full of piss and vinegar, I'm telling you.
Daddy, I will beat your...
I'm sorry, honey.
Whoa, my bad, baby girl. All right, are we moving on to local
I just want
to
know who's going to do the devotional.
It's going to have to be her.
Going to have to do it.
All right, so
anger issues.
It's that time. It is local news with Devin.
Yeah,
jazzy.
Professor D didn't.
Professor
not
D
do.
Was sleeping. That
wow,
time.
Look, he did a delayed jazz hands.
well.
All right, Levin.
Can't be
Levin,
all the time.
Devin.
Levin.
Levin. Tell us what's going on in local news.
So local news.
Than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
Actually, in reality, I am Super Chicken.
Wow.
That is your new intro.
Wow.
That's amazing.
It's very elaborate. That's elaborate.
And that's the show, folks. Local news is done.
Finished.
So I went and I found 7 new... You know, one of the things that that people are going to start doing, we have... This is, you know, between January and April 15th, people are going to start doing their tax returns. And a lot of times typically people go in. Yeah. And so for a fair amount of people, maybe not me and some other folks, but you know, I actually have to pay my taxes more than I've already paid in. But some
you're
people actually
it, you're
get
doing it wrong.
I know. Some people actually get refunds. So, but what happens is a lot of times people get refunds and car sales go up during between January and April 15th because they're getting their $2,500, $3,000,
$4,000,
$5,000
refunds.
$7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000.
And they're
going to
go waste it.
They're
going to
go buy cars.
On a terrible car.
A terrible car.
So.
And we're gonna tell you which ones not to buy, but it's not going to help because you're going to buy
anything. Yeah, that's right. You're going, oh, wow, this is such a great deal in this car. I want to buy it. So here's seven cars that you shouldn't buy that's that passionate. If you go to look at it, they're not that great of a deal. So, first car, it's made by Mazda, and it's a sports car. What do you think it is?
Saw that coming.
It's the Mazda RX-8. It's got a 1.3-liter Renesis rotary-prompted Mazda North American Operations engine.
Doesn't it have that weird little third door?
Yeah, it does have the little third door that opens up to the
so cute
to the back.
Perfect for a car seat.
So the main problem with this car is the engine core, which consists of the rotary housing internal parts as well as the seals and gaskets. Clutch drivetrains are bad, and the warranty they extended out actually 8 years to 100,000 miles for all 2004 and 2008 models. They had engine issues past the warranty period, but they're being kicked to the curb by their owners. Yeah.
That's why they're so cheap.
Yeah.
That's right. So RX-8, 2004 to 2008 models. And so number six, made by Lincoln. This is actually a terrible car, to be honest. One of our,
I bet I know which one it is.
One of my one of my agents used to have that worked at my office used to have one of these, and you want to talk about a terrible transmission, terrible vehicle all around was the 2000 to 2006 Lincoln LS. Now, this was back when Ford actually purchased Jaguar, and they owned Jaguar for a while, and they made this vehicle. It had a aluminum, or as the Brits say, aluminium. Jaguar and Jaguar engine and transmission.
Is that how the Brits say it?
That is. That's exactly how the Brits. You never watch.
Hey, listen, man. I've heard a lot of different Brits speak and never heard them actually sound like that.
He is correct.
I will say he's correct. I'm 100%. All you have to do is watch Top Gear. Watch the original Top Gear. Aluminium. So the big problem with these is the transmissions. They put the wrong type of transmission fluid in these cars when they first built them. In the housing, transmissions would have huge stop gaps, usually about 10 seconds in order to just kick into reverse. The shifting, they do hard shifts. The coil packs in the engine in these aluminum Jaguar engines would go bad like crazy. And so both of these are very, very, very expensive repairs. So if you see a sweet deal for a 2000 to 2006 Lincoln LS,
pass it
you
up.
Probably shouldn't buy it. Number five is a vehicle that is made by Suzuki.
Oh,
I'm gonna go out there and say anything made by Suzuki, run from it.
Well, you know, Suzuki used to not be terrible, but
that's a long time ago.
Nah, they've always been pretty bad.
You know, pretty decent motorcycles.
You know what? Yeah, they made make decent motorcycles, but you know they had the little Suzuki SUVs. The little small ones.
Little Sidekick.
The little Sidekicks, man. You could go and you could trick those things out for cheap. And get put the big tires and everything else like that, and go.
You save that money to fix them when they break down.
Yeah, well, it's a lot cheaper than a Jeep. Just saying. Anyway,
yes,
definitely because it's not a Jeep.
So in this particular instance, a lot of people don't realize this, but Suzuki was purchased by General Motors. General Motors.
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
General Motors also owns a Korean car company called Daewoo.
Which is
a terrible, terrible car. So a lot of people don't realize that the Chevy Aveo was a Daewoo, and a lot of your Suzukis were made in the Daewoo factory in Korea. So you have a Japanese car company that's made in Korea,
which is terrible. Daewoo could just never live up to Yugo.
So, well, in this particular case, this is the 2004-2008 Suzuki Firenza. And what's bad about this is the drivetrain came from the Korean manufacturer Daewoo. It was chock full of issues, ranged from fuel injection systems that seems to have issues with about every single component. Owners complained of shoddy workmanship and a scarcity of repair parts.
Transmission speed sensors.
That's because they went out of business and you couldn't get any. And it has a knocking noise and all of those, too, that you can barely hear it and you can never fix
it.
Well,
what made this even worse is the fact that Suzuki has departed from the U.S. market as a car maker. So it's very difficult to get parts.
Appreciate you.
They said this is a car that we pass on even if we were given to us free with $100 bills tucked under the windshield
wipers. Put four brand new tires on it and drive it off the cliff. That's right. Your best bet.
So there's actually two cars from the same automaker in this top seven.
Fantastic.
List.
Quality control.
So what do you think would be the number four for this particular
automaker?
It's
got to be another Suzuki.
No.
It's another General Motors.
No.
Oh.
It is a British car, though.
Okay.
It's the Land Rover.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
The 1989 to 2004 Land Rover Discovery. It was a terrible car. And this one, you had major engine issues with the vehicle. You had, it was just the drivetrain on it was terrible. The electrical components. It's one of those cars that if you bought one, you need to have a second one in the garage for when this thing goes into the shop. It's a very high-end vehicle that's a very poor construction. So leave your 1989 to 2004 Land Rovers alone. The next thing is a car that's near and dear to my heart, which is
The Mini
made the list.
He's going to clarify the years, though.
Yeah. I'm going to clarify the years. So the 2001 to 2006 Mini Cooper. So it's, you know, basically when BMW bought Mini, they brought it back into the market. And they redesigned it. The transmission on these things were terrible. The automatic transmissions were terrible. It's the CVT automatic transmission.
CVT.
The fuel pump goes out. And the supercharger on the Model S's, you want to make sure if you do buy a manual and it does have a supercharger, that you want to make sure the supercharger was rebuilt about 100,000 miles on these cars. Me personally, I have a Mini Cooper. I love my Mini. But I would never buy a used Mini Cooper.
And he only keeps his cars for about 2 years.
I only keep them about 2 to 3 years because I don't want that.
So you're telling people not to buy yours when you sell it?
That's
what I kind of heard him say.
I'm going to kind of trade it in. But,
So some poor dealership somewhere is going to
buy it. Some poor sucker. So number two on the list is another Land Rover.
Wow.
But this particular Land Rover was built on a...
It's like a Pathfinder.
Well, it was built on the Ford... Ford Escape.
Escape?
The Ford Escape chassis.
Escape.
And it was just a really expensive Ford Escape. But this particular one had problems with the timing belt pulley failing and all those kinds of things. And from basically 1997 to 2014, don't buy those. And the number one car to make this list is the 1994 to 2002 Mazda Millennium.
So Mazda had two of them on the list, too.
They did.
Range Rover had two of them.
Yeah, and the Mazda RX-8 and the Mazda Millennium. And so for this particular one, it is the Miller Cycle V6 engine that was used in here. It says the gaskets leaked terrible. The spark plugs were very problematic and shorted the ignition. Gasket failures, I mean, all kinds of problems with this particular engine with these cars.
The intake was leaking, which is the reason why the spark plugs always went bad.
Yeah. So
leak oil right into the old spark plug tubes.
So those are seven cars.
Don't buy that crap.
That you don't that you don't want to purchase. If you see those used cars, run.
If you insist on buying one of these cars because you may not be that intelligent, you must buy any kind of extended warranty that they offer.
Heavily extended
heavily
warranty.
And if they don't offer it, don't buy the car.
Especially on the 2014 Freelander. That is the newest car that's on the list that you don't buy. So we're going to take a quick break here in just a few seconds. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the new Alzheimer's treatment that fully restores memory function. That's pretty cool. And last but not least is a state park that's named after a presidential candidate that they want to remove the name off of. So we're going to talk about that a little bit too. But you've been listening to the Jim and I Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM WJBB. We'll be right back.
This is the Jim and I Ransom Effect.